Hi everyone, and thanks for tuning in to UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's markets. My name is Chris Clark from the Empirical Scientific Approaches team in Global Research, and I'm here today with Josh Stone, the head of European Energy in UBS Global Research. In this episode, we're going to be taking a high-level look at our department's approach to data and statistics, which the European Energy team regularly showcase in the reports that they publish. So Josh, thanks for joining us today. I'd like to start with, over your career, how has the explosion of data changed the way research is done, and why is statistical thinking essential for turning that data into decisions?
Yeah, thanks Chris, and thanks for having me on your podcast. I would say, you know, it's been the biggest change in the last 5-6 years. The proliferation of data, it's everywhere. It's instantly available. Our clients have access to it. We have access to it. And increasingly, it's not about, you know, how much data you have and the data points you can see. It's how you're using the data. Increasingly feels like, you know, the more you know, the less you understand. And we know a lot. And trying to piece all the puzzles together and work out what's actually going on is not easy. And that's where I sort of see our role as analysts fitting in. If I look at our sector, it's a bit unique in the sense that we can all see the big macro moving factors on the share prices being oil price, gas price, refining. Everyone can see that already. So you've got no edge in just reporting that. But where you can get an edge is thinking about prediction, thinking about trends, thinking about impacts on companies. And that's a big part of what we think, what I think we should be doing as analysts and what we are doing as analysts within the team. I think in answer to your question, it's clearly a very big change. It's something we think about constantly, and is a big area into how we're using it, this data into our research product.
And in terms of how you're using it, how do you decide which statistical methods to use, and how is your team's skill set adapted?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I joined UBS about 2 years ago, and one of the big things at UBS is that we have an in-house statistical team, the ESA team, which you're a part of, and have been very helpful to me. The team has been very helpful to us as well, and so they, you know, we have a team of experts who are able to do statistical analysis for us on the data we provide, and then it's our job to sort of help analyze what's happening within that. I'll give an example. So one of the big drivers in our sector is clearly the oil price, but understanding what the oil price means for the companies is a different thing. And understanding sensitivity to oil is not always as easy as it sounds because there's many other moving factors. So one of the projects we did at the start of the year was looking at sensitivity of shares to oil, how that sensitive, and isolating out all the other factors. So isolating out gas, refining, FX, market moves. And then thinking about how that sensitivity has been changing over time. Are companies more sensitive to a rising oil price or a falling oil price? What are the differences between the companies and what that might mean for our future investment cases on the companies? So that's the sort of stuff we've been doing. We've applied that to other parts of the sector, subsectors as well. But I think, yeah, that we started with the sort of sensitivity analysis, and I'd say the ESA team have been very helpful. Now, in terms of the process, it's a rigorous process in terms of working with the expert on statistics. We are not experts on statistics. We can only use their expertise. We're experts on our sector. And then coming up with, you know, you set the question and then we help provide the answer with what we've got. So that's a bit of how it's been working.
A real team effort.
Very much so.
And thinking about all of this as well, like, you clearly everything you do is driven to helping our clients at UBS. So I just wondered if you could tell me a little bit, how is the client's data literacy, how has that influenced how you present and visualize and discuss your findings with them?
It's been evolving. Our clients are evolving at the same speed we're evolving. And I think our clients have been very focused on access to data, paying for the next data set, advantage data set, having an edge, particularly the short-term clients having an edge on the near-term, which again, for our sector is a little bit different because we can all see the near-term, but some other sectors is probably slightly different to that. Where I think we're providing something different that our clients don't have is the statistical analysis of that, and then applying that statistical analysis to our investment approach. So I think, you know, our job is to help clients, and that's exactly what this sort of stuff is doing.
Great. And in terms of clients, how do you, you know, help make sure that your findings are reliable, that actually that and actually deal with feedback from clients? Or how do you discuss the findings with them in more detail?
It's a good question. It's an iterative process. So even before we, you know, as the example I gave in oil sensitivity, there were, 12 different probably workshops. I'm going to call them workshops because they effectively were in the run-up to the report of iterating, because the first set of results came out and looked odd. The second set of results came out and looked odd. And you keep changing the inputs and working out why is this not working? Why is it? And then about the 12th time, it started to come up with some sensible results. And that, you know, that was, you know, we were using different controls and all sorts of things, and we had, you know, very clever people looking at it and trying to understand what was going wrong, or why the sort of odd results were coming out. And that's where our role as the analyst was able to determine whether the results were, you know, consistent with reality or not. And so again, team, you mentioned teamwork. So that's, you know, that's the iteration even before we publish. Then of course you get all the client feedback on looking at it and thinking about the next chapter, the next questions we'd like to ask. And that's effectively where we are now, is exploring where do we go beyond this. So yeah, that feedback loop with clients is very important.
When you sort of speak about iterating as well, and actually thinking about iterating in a different sense within the skills in your team and adapting them over time, you know, how do you plan to develop your team and the skill sets in the team over time and the rest of your career?
Yeah, I mean, so this has been the big change, as I mentioned, and I am not a statistics expert, and I'm not going to pretend I am one, but I understand our sector and I understand our companies. I understand what our clients who follow our sector care about. So that's where my value add is, so to speak. And we have a team at UBS who have all the statistics value add. What we're doing, though, is rather than just relying solely on one person who's covering many sectors, or, you know, sector, you know, agnostic in a statistics team, making sure the associates in our team are now working directly with the associates in that team, such that they are understanding the bottom-up skills, so that we actually are basically building in an in-house statistical expert of sorts who also understands the energy sector. And that's the approach we're taking.
Sounds good. Thank you. And look, thank you for your time today, Josh. And thank you to the listeners for visiting the UBS Research Pod Hub. So that was an overview of the UBS Global Research approach to data and statistics with me, Chris Clark, and Josh Stone from UBS. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tune in again and share this episode with friends and colleagues. Thank you.
Thanks.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries and or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content, and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction, where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2026. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.